You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today we're going to look briefly at the fourth week of our Easter meditations. And this week's readings center on the discourse on the Good Shepherd, or the sayings of the Good Shepherd, and the beginning of the Last Supper discourses. So John chapter 10, and then a little bit of John chapter 12, and then we will end the week in John chapter 13 with the famous story of the washing of the feet and the example that the Good Shepherd gives us there. The main theme of the week is to look at this Good Shepherd and to understand Jesus Christ as our Good Shepherd. Now, the starting place for this is to understand that we are sheep. And the image is not a very complimentary one. Who wants to be like a sheep? Who wants to be called a sheep? But there's something profound here that the Gospel of John is helping us understand, that this is who we are. We are meant to be together as a group. We are in need as well of someone to watch over us and care for us. One of the realities of the sheep is that they easily fall prey to their environment and to robbers and thieves and wolves, as the beginning of John 10 shows us. And so Jesus famously has two I am statements in this section of John, where he speaks of being the door of the sheep or the gate of the sheep. And then on Monday, he speaks about being the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. So we need a shepherd. And we need a way in to have access to this shepherd. And Jesus is both. He is the one who gives us access to being a part of his flock. And he is also the one who is the good shepherd. And he tells us why he is not just any shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Because he knows his sheep, and because he is ready to put his life on the line for them. And this is what makes him a uniquely good shepherd for us. He knows us. He knows us by becoming one of us. He knows us because he's made us. He knows us because he fully embraced our nature. And then he's also our good shepherd because he's ready to lay down his life. And he says that several times in this chapter. I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And then the next part of the discourse, he then speaks on Tuesday and Wednesday, he speaks of the importance of believing that he is the good shepherd. And we can know that he's the good shepherd by looking at his works. And if we're not sure by what he says we should look at his works and recognize that his works are good. They're the works of a shepherd who protects and who loves his sheep. And we should consider that as we wonder if Jesus is this good shepherd for us. And in his discussions with the Jews of the day, he points to his work and he says, you can see in these works that they are not from anybody else, but from the Father. And then he makes some strong statements that he and the Father are one. And that if I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe in me. But if I'm doing the works of my Father, it's best that you believe in me. And this is very significant, that faith in the Son leads us to salvation, leads us to relationship with the Father. And then on Thursday, we look at John chapter 12, and we see that in the end, a judge will sort out our situation. A judge is going to figure out what the sheep need to live eternally. And so here the question is, have we rejected the good shepherd? Have we rejected the door of the sheep, and in some ways followed the wrong shepherd? And so Christ's words are a light for us. And he says, I have come as a light into the world, and whoever believes in me would not remain in darkness. So part of the good shepherd is also instructing the sheep in the way to go and protecting them. And then finally, on Friday and Saturday, We have this marvelous example that so much can be said on of the washing of the feet. This is where we see the Good Shepherd at work, who says, okay, this is what you must do to be sheep together. And I am the Good Shepherd, and I am your master and teacher, and yet here I am laying aside my garments and washing your feet. He lays down his life that he may take it up again. And so we see here the example of service. We see the washing of the feet as his last instruction to his sheep. And then what proceeds from there in the Gospel of John is he will then lay down his life for his sheep, and he will do what the Good Shepherd needs to do. So I think we have in this week a rich fare of understanding who Jesus Christ is as our Good Shepherd, and really an opportunity for us to pray with a deeper knowledge and a deeper joy the words of Psalm 23 that speak of the Good Shepherd who cares for his sheep. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.